Hello, Florence. How are you this evening? I guess you must feel pretty good. Anyway, Kum Chuk Ton Xuan, Kum Tuk Ton Xuan. That means Happy New Year. It's about Tet time again, and time for all the Vietnamese to celebrate their new year. It'll be a couple of days away. I think it starts the 16th or 17th, but everybody's getting in the spirit already, and so I thought with the spirit I'd give you the greeting. Kung Chuk Ton Xuan, Kung Chuk Ton Xuan. Okay? Happy New Year. Gee, it must have been a week since I've got the letter to you. It seems like I've been sitting down to write every night and something happens. I don't know what in the world's wrong. I can't even remember what the things were that were detracting me. But I suddenly realized that last night I was going to write, and a colonel came in, and I had to talk to him, and finally I had to put him up, and it was about 10 o'clock before we got organized. And we've had a terribly cold spell here. My goodness, I'm freezing to death. It's 65 degrees outside, and I've got my blue coat you sent me, and I got two or three blankets on the bed, and I've been running around trying to keep warm mostly, I think. But anyway, I know I haven't written you for a long time, and I feel real bad about it, baby. And I feel real bad about it. And I'm going to see that you get a letter every day. Well, tomorrow I got to go to Da Nang now and get the payroll, so I don't know whether I'll get to write to you tomorrow. I'm supposed to be home tomorrow night at 5:30. Maybe I'll have something exciting to tell you and write to you about. Anyway, here I am on this letter. I haven't received any mail recently. I don't think there's been any mail come in here for about 3 or 4 days. I see some magazines and stuff catching up with other mail, but the last letter I got from you, you seem to be very happy and pleased with the fact that I was happy and pleased. Well, I got a cup of coffee now. I'll warm up a little bit. I'll bet the last letter I got from you said that it hadn't snowed too much, but it was real cold and uncomfortable, and Cindy had been going out every day with Ruth. Lou was sick, and Ruth went out on the job by herself, and I just wonder how things are going along. How's Lou's getting better? I sure hope he is. I suppose he's up and about. Well, he used to rag me about my back now and then. I guess he won't rag me anymore, eh? I've been just plugging along in my work, honey. There hasn't been the biggest event, I guess, that's happened is that Henry Plummer got transferred away, and they sent another guy down named Joe Marachek. And he worked here until today, and then he got his orders. Get out of here. We don't trust him, and so I have to take over all that finance work, and I counted up the money today, and I locked it up in the safe, transferred it from him to me. So there we are. Old Carly's the finance man now, and the timekeeper. And it looks to me that I'll have to be in charge of the money. Well, I guess I can do it. Well, I just have to spend a little more time. And I got lots of time. I got lots of time. In fact, I need something real industrious to do. I should be running around the country. I should be out with the refugees, I guess, or up in the mountains doing something. But as it is, I'm just horsing around, kind of killing time. I got some reports to make and some stuff, and it's just work. But I don't have enough of it to keep me humping and or to even keep me occupied. But there's plenty of it to do. I guess I could be a big shot if I would. But I don't know. I don't want to. I think I'm too what? What? Tell me, too lazy? Well, honey, I was telling you about this cold snap. Now, it's so cold, and we don't have any stoves out here. There's nothing to heat this place. We got, remember those screens on the Quonset huts in Guam? Well, we live like that. The houses are built with louvers built in them right to the outside, and they're just air comes through there. There's no way to get any hold of heat in. Of course, we haven't got any heaters anyway. We got a stove that we cook off of, but that's the only flame we got. And you just have to put on more coats is all. When you put on more blankets, the clothes are all right. I can work around. I wear this light jacket, but gets real cold, and I need my honey to warm me up and to put her arms around me and give me the old Violet Ray treatment. Have you had anything exciting happen? This is in the January, February, second month has already gone by, and won't be long till I'll be back and I'll be gone from you for a month, and you can scratch one. You'll only have five more to go. Pretty soon you'll only have four. Then you'll only have three, and then old Carly will be faunching it a bit. I'm conditioning myself to the long haul, as I say. And I don't know whether it'll be beneficial. I don't know what's going to happen. That's the oddest thing in the world. I just don't know what's going to happen. But I know whatever happens, I think it'll be with you and I. I'd sure like to continue the salary a bit. But I guess, I don't know. I guess it might be just not my pitch. Maybe we could go to South America. Boy, I'd like that. I'd like to go to a place where we could be together, but I've got to serve two hitches out here first. And I don't know whether this business is going to be settled enough by the time I finish the first one to warrant me coming back to Vietnam. If I can't bring you back here, that won't be much fun. And I don't know whether I want to come by myself or not. but we'll see. You know what I did tonight in this tape? I just knocked off work and came home. And always I'm rather punchy when I get home, and I usually sit down, have a cup of coffee, and take my bath, my shower, and then have dinner, and then run a tape. But I've got so many things that catch it up with me. I got my Vietnamese lesson at 7:30, and it seems like I just can't get a shower and get to eat, and get my tape run off. So I decided to run it now, and I'm a little bit, I'll bet this is a dreary tape. I'll play some of it after a bit to see how dreary it is. If it's too dreary, I'll scrub it and scratch it and send you one where I'm singing and dancing and laughing, man, and having a big old time. And maybe then my baby will say, "That's my Carly boy. There he is. He's sending me love and kisses. He's sending me happiness and mirth. He's sending me all those pretty songs."